Drama, intrigue, and divisions. It's all here. It's all allowed. It's all live. And it's all next for the Suits After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The shoulders are back.
Shoulders.
Nice and subtle. Just a little bit.
Have they ever left?
For one episode. And everyone
freaked out. You
guys
didn't do it.
They went on vacation what? Once.
I mean, you guys weren't here. I didn't, yeah. Like, we didn't have the shuffle.
Anyway, thank you all for joining us here for the Suits After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. It is Season 7, Episode 3, Divide and Conquer. I'm your host, Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That's K-A-U-F-M-A-N-M, but I'm not alone. Joining me to my far left.
How's it going? I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_.
Awesome. I'm JB. You guys can follow me everywhere at HeyJohnBlake.
Hey guys, it's good to be back. It's Nicole Brazier. You can follow me all over social media at Nicole Brazier. And this is pretty cool. I mean, we got two OGs over here.
Wow.
And two newbies over here.
What up?
Way to make it divisive.
I did. Divide and conquer.
We're just getting over that. Yeah. Like, they just started accepting us, and now you're just kind of, now you're just
wedging that gap. Wedging
the soft spot. It's a soft spot. It's
all right. So, episode 3, we're getting into it. How are we feeling so far?
Is this episode 3 or is this four. Episode 4?
This is episode four. Four.
Then yeah. I wrote the wrong thing instead.
Well, I'm glad us newbies are
guys, back. I think we know at this point I'm Ron Burgundy like that whiteboard. I'm Ron Burgundy like that whiteboard.
Anything
Steven?
You put on the whiteboard, he will read it.
He will just read it. I'm sorry, episode 4, Divide and Conquer. But we're 4 episodes
we
in
are
now.
Four.
How are we feeling?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I feel solid about the predictions that we made last week.
Hmm.
You know, kind of like saying that, like, the Paul, we didn't see any Paul this time. Donna, I think, fell back into, like, the perfect amount of
watch
Donna-ness. That's probably the safest way I can explain that. You guys know what I mean. But yeah, it was very good, Donna. This time, I was very pleased. She didn't rub me the wrong way at any time, even though she's definitely on Harvey's case, like in a big way. But he needed it, so mm-hmm. It was for me, like she was fulfilling her role very well.
When has Donna rubbed you the wrong way?
Oh, you were clearly not here.
I know. Just tuning in here
sure
now.
Oh, man. I'm going to take the reins back so we don't open that up again.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to Kelly H. Yay!
What? Also, as a queen. What? Everybody in the chat, thank you so much for joining us live in the chat. YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV.
Go ahead. Sorry. That was my fault.
Josh, how are you feeling about this?
I like it. I like the vibe of this episode particularly. I like Donna again. Didn't like for a couple of episodes.
I understand because you guys were kind of like, "What is she doing here? Acting like she can just come in and be name partner, right?"
And
Chase,
I still
you don't
feel
know
that.
Her like we that. Know her, okay? And no, I'll agree with you guys real quick. I know this was probably like an issue, but yeah, I can see your perspective for sure. And I don't know, but I guess she's worked her way to make that kind of money. Maybe not her name on the wall, but certainly get paid because she puts in a lot more than an average secretary to law
true,
office.
True, true. No, she definitely does
say.
Care.
Well, she learned from a master negotiator
in
the door and the face technique. She didn't act like, yeah, she would absolutely want to be name partner or managing partner. Like, she would love to be that high up.
That's
ridiculous. A door in the face. It's a door in the face technique.
If I ask
for that, you'll actually offer me something more than I could have if I did anything else.
I also like the fact that she's self-aware that she knows that people don't think she should be COO, and mm-hmm. she's trying to prove that she should be. And I think she's actually turned to very humble about it, and she's trying to prove to Harvey.
She came out a little aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Most women do.
Very aggressive.
Especially women like Donna.
But now I think she's recognized. I think she's very self-aware, which I like a lot in person. Mm-hmm. And I think she's trying to prove her worth, and I think she will by the end of the season. Even though she thought she failed Harvey this episode, I don't think she did, and Harvey obviously didn't think that she did either. But I like what I'm seeing from Donna. I like what I'm seeing from everybody. Rachel, Mike's relationship, we finally get to see them kind of progressing towards the wedding finally.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, that's missing for a couple episodes, so I like that as well.
So that actually brings us to where I want us to start.
Nice.
That doesn't bring me there at all, but we're going to start there.
Awesome.
We're going to start there with the wedding.
Sure.
With the wedding at the plaza, they're looking to set a date. Ultimately, what we're learning is that they're too busy being lawyers to plan a wedding.
So, and I get where Robert Zahn's coming from. As a father, obviously very protective of his daughter and the romantic choices she's making. That said, I feel like they, unlike Robert's relationship with his wife, who, to my understanding, is just like a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, she exists somewhere.
Granted, Mike and Rachel both work a ton, and that is like 90% of their entire lives. They work at the same company, though. They get to see each other like throughout the day, so it's a little bit of a different dynamic in terms of how they kind of like divvy up the time with their relationship and what they're focused on. Their passions are like, their Venn diagram is like such a huge part, like during the day, that they don't necessarily need to focus everything, like when they get home, on everything else. You know, they share what they do as a profession together.
Yeah, so they literally share their lives. Whereas most people, even if they're both successful and like hardworking people, like let's say a doctor and a lawyer were together. During those 8 to 10 hour work days, they're not together.
I find those marriages don't normally work out.
Well, you know. True. No, I mean, that can definitely be a bad thing.
Is there going to be a wedding? Because I'm actually getting nervous that there might not be, and they might realize that they don't have time for each other. I think they're in love and want to have a wedding, and by the end of this episode, I was like, okay, great, good. Yeah. Daddy's involved. That's cool. Plaza, great. But I feel like they were trying to veer us off course and make us question it.
They like to do that a lot on this show, but
that's a little misdirection.
I wouldn't be opposed to them eloping.
Okay. Okay. That'd be cute.
I feel like her parents would, but like I think
right.
But I think it would be a
just shocking wedding at Harvey's, real quick.
That's what I didn't understand. I'm like, why would they get married there?
It's a very nice place.
I would never get married in an apartment building.
Well, it's a really nice apartment.
To be fair,
no, I get you. You're
like,
right.
We're getting married in Harvey's apartment.
I don't think the actual wedding was supposed to be there. I think it was the reception.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, have you not met the door guy, Joel? Joel's
a great guy.
Baller penthouse like apartment.
All the more reason.
Does balloon stuff. I think a bachelor party would be a much better fit for Harvey's apartment. Yes. Like, I think that's a guaranteed place for the bachelor party.
Right.
After party at Harvey's, in our dresses, getting crunk in the glass like building overlooking what is supposed to be Manhattan. Fine, that's cool.
Ooh, yeah, reception.
But have her coming down in her. You said the reception? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, well, the reception would
still,
be.
Still, yeah. Where's the dance floor? In the living room?
He might have a massive balcony, too. Or a rooftop. I don't know.
Well, with catering and the right decoration. All right. You guys win. We don't know the blueprints.
They've
already decided on the plaza, guys. I don't know why we're talking about this.
All right, sorry. True. I'm very glad you guys just got really involved, though, on a venue. I'm talking about a venue. Well, wedding venues. Looks like we all have fever.
We've been dreaming of this moment our whole life.
We have.
Yeah, really. Okay.
Men also
moving on.
And by moment, he means actually Mike and Rachel's wedding, not our wedding.
Exactly. Just Mike and Rachel's.
The only thing equivalent to that to me is groomsman cake. I'm really looking forward to that groomsman cake. One layer cookie cake, one layer ice cream cake, one layer Oreo cake.
Oh, shouldn't it all be ice cream cake? Like ice cream cookie,
I'm liking what I'm hearing.
You need a variety. Yeah. You need a cookie, Oreo, ice cream. You need all three in one plate.
I haven't eaten.
Moving on. I think we're talking about our own weddings.
Anyway,
I think we should move on.
Yeah, back to suits.
Speaking of Mike, he took a pro bono case this week that we've never heard about because he was still back to the Reyes case about...
This worries me a little bit.
This really worries me.
I'm growing quite concerned. Well, he's just getting so deep, and it's like,
But he always does that.
Right. He does. I appreciate how much he does care. As a lawyer, though, I feel like you also have to let things go.
Yes.
And, like, he is proving that he's incapable of doing that, which is a problem because he's now getting in a situation where he's jeopardizing his own, like, very thin ice law, or, like, you know, ability to practice law, plus his relationship with Harvey and everything else. And is it worth it? Like, I don't think so.
Here's the question. Do we think he's going to just 100% try to keep this a secret with Harvey?
Hell no.
He's gonna try and tell him or something. Like, I think it's not gonna be as simple as, like, I'm just gonna keep a secret from Harvey. Where it's like, you have his office. Like, this isn't gonna happen.
Lindsay Ivory Neptune says, why does Mike keep breaking the law. Stop, because that's what Mike does.
Well, let's be very clear. He's not actually breaking the law here.
Not yet.
He's breaking a contract, yeah.
He's breaking a contract he made with Alex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, on the scale of what Mike has done out of that building,
right?
Way down here.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Pretending to be a lawyer, breaking a contract. Like, right. I put them.
But yeah, I think he's just trying to be better, you know? But there's a part of him which like, what I meant is, like, he'll just always do kind of what he wants to do at the end of the day, you know? Like, and when you asked about Harvey, it's like, he can never keep Harvey out of it. That's the Batman to his Robin. He's always going to, like, bend at the knees, I feel, for Harvey. He'll never keep a secret from him.
He's asking a lot out of Oliver. Like, too much.
Well...
Oliver is definitely, like, tooling him around, though.
Yeah,
like,
he is.
He can be like, Oliver, dude, back. I gave you
right,
this thing.
But at the same time, like, Mike should know what he can and cannot take on.
Agreed.
And to tell Oliver to tell Reyes not to take the money, knowing that he's not going to be able to help him out with a future, I guess, class action, is kind of, I mean, it's not smart in my mind. I understand where he's coming from. He has a huge heart. But, I mean, yeah, he's just not going to be able to do it. And in the long run, it's going to hurt him.
I see Queen in the chat actually said big heart, and it's all coming back to his parents' death.
Yes.
Which, like, I love the consistency of the character. Where
I think it's helping Oliver be a better lawyer, too.
Right. I mean,
well, yeah, the bar was pretty low.
When I found out he wasn't going to court, I was like, yes. Oh, yes.
So they have a chance.
Yes, never go to court, Oliver. Never, ever go to court.
But obviously Mike's not the only one that does, you know, pulls a little shady moves. Alex clearly this episode showed that he had some skeletons that he was trying to hide. So, mm-hmm. You know, everybody does do it.
Well,
it's just
all shady. AF.
You know, oh, totally. It was just, you know, I think Mike in particular was trying to get out of it because he just came out of, like, the mother of all situations, mm-hmm. that were, like, of shadiness. In such a public way that, you know, I think he was really trying to turn a new leaf. So it's kind of difficult to see him, like, go back on the first thing around.
I mean, it's kind of Mike Bingo, though. Like, Mike Big Heart Bingo, this case.
Right. Where it's like it's a huge opportunity.
It's a huge opportunity. It's a huge opportunity. A bunch of people were wronged.
Right.
It was a private prison.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
Mm-hmm.
They never specified whether Danbury was or wasn't a private prison, but Danbury is probably a private prison where he was. Like, it's just kind of that trifecta that he's like, there's just, like, so much wrong that I could do so much right. Like, it's one of those things where people kind of feel the universe puts you in a place to do good, you just have to, like, do it.
I don't really think at the end of the day it's going to bite him in the butt so much, you know?
I don't know. I'm nervous about this one.
I agree with Nicola. I think... This show wants us to be nervous about this, but by episode 10,
by episode 10,
whatever Alex's thing was comes out and he's shamed out of the building, where it's like, oh, well, we don't actually have a conflict anymore.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm excited for that. And I want to know more about Alex.
We all want to know a lot about Alex.
Yeah. That guy's on two shows right now, too. And he's
he's crushing it right now.
Killing it. Good for him.
He's crushing it. We should talk a bit more about Oliver.
Or Alex.
Well, I'm saying Oliver and this pro bono case a little more. I just think...
Well, yeah, I mean, he's so needy. I feel like Mike could have easily gone... I mean, he obviously knows, like, the incompetence that Oliver represents. And it's not just Oliver. It is the lack of resources at the, mm-hmm. you know, the firm at. Or the clinic, really. It's not even a firm. It's basically like a free...
Yeah, an open door clinic kind of thing that
So yeah, I get that. I just feel like there are other ways. Like, Mike's a smart enough dude to suggest other options that, you know, like, maybe he can, like, have Oliver partner with, like, a different firm or something.
Pearson Spector Lit and take on all the pro bono cases or something?
Obviously they can't do it.
Also, Mike Ross and Oliver, y'all in your communications, y'all need to get on Signal.
Yes.
Right.
Y'all need to knock it off with these phone calls and, like, being seen together.
You can't, like, avoid places with cameras. Like, the lobby of his office building.
Either get,
like,
burner phones or get Signal.
Yeah.
Just saying, data encryption is key.
Get a burner phone, text him that you'll meet at, like, a neutral location.
Text him with a code.
Yeah.
It's like, meet me at the Hard Rock, and then you actually meet him
Not at the Hard Rock.
At the TGI Fridays. I'm running out of chains.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, I think the risk, like you were saying, Steven, is pretty low for the amount of shadiness they've pulled in the past. It's really just a deal with Harvey. I mean, I know that he wrote a letter, I think, to the company, the construction company that represent or builds these places. But that trail, like getting back to them, is pretty unlikely. So, you know, I think the main worry is Harvey. And given the fact that Harvey just kind of went back on a deal with Mike for that case specifically, I don't think it's as bad that he's like double dealing.
But it's worse if that client finds out.
Oh, true.
If that client finds out, and then like that client of the client, and like,
yeah,
that's the problem that he's running into.
Right.
And I get, the more I think about it, the more I think there is plausible deniability that Mike is seeing a guy who works at a clinic that he's like pretty much funding. So like the more I think about it, the more I think like it's not as dire. That said,
he might have to stop, and like Harvey might find out and really give it to him, but I don't foresee it like outplaying so much. I think there will be something else that overlaps this and clears it away.
And this also, given the way this episode showed us and kind of blew out the world for this season, this is small potatoes. Which is saying
we've got bigger fish to fry here at Pearson Spector.
Because it's a 20-person class action lawsuit against a prison manufacturing, like, because essentially they're like, essentially it's a private prison going out of their way to fabricate reasons to keep people in prison longer, because the longer you keep people in prison, the more the state pays you for them to have been in prison.
Hmm. Right.
So, like, they're manufacturing a way to just make more money. By the way, private prisons suck.
Yeah, also, it sounded like they were deliberately, like, harming their inmates to, like, rack up medical fees.
And then underfunding.
Which is
huge case, which is why there's no way it can't be solved and save the day.
Yeah.
But speaking of blowing out the world, I think we're going to spend the rest of this time talking about this Bratton, Harvey, Jessica, Alex, Lewis. I wrote Alex twice.
Right.
See? It's a lot of Alex.
Alex, too.
We had two different Alexes here. We've been dancing with it a lot. Do we trust Alex now?
Yeah. I do. I mean, obviously, whatever he did was pretty bad because, you know, he was basically being blackmailed kind of under the table. Like, not officially, but he was able to get out of it because it was so bad.
Their voices were so, like, deep in that conversation. It was like, oh, my God. I think this is so dramatic right now.
In the corporate espionage world, I believe that's called madmailing.
Madmailing.
Because it's mutually assured destruction. Like, if two parties... I may have made this term up.
I love it if you did. No, obviously,
If two different...
Nuclear bomb scenario, totally.
Because if two different parties are both able to blackmail each other, it's just a mutually assured destruction thing that it's like, hey, you do something so bad,
right,
I'm willing to blow up both of our careers over it.
Yeah,
that's a very particular situation. There's probably a Russian word for it, because there are a lot of
or a German one at least.
There are a lot of Russian words for things exactly like this.
Jeez. Leave the politics. We're talking about suits here.
Say what?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Go ahead.
But no, I was just saying that what is our speculation on what Alex and Tommy have? Mail on each other.
All they said was, you did it, sign this, bye. Like, there's no way I can answer that tonight.
I couldn't even think pretty of, open I can't like, think of
it's
anything.
So, yeah. I mean, it'll unravel, and then we can probably actually make a little bit more of a prediction when come, like, next episode, even, I swear, right? We have to find out more about Alex. There's not much going on, and now this is going to lead us to have a better conversation.
Right. But I mean, it's the stakes are pretty high. Like, for him to have dropped everything just because of that, you know, to get out of it, he was going after clients that are like $30 million or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
And to answer your initial question is, yes, he's going to be around. He said, I mean, we said it a couple of times this episode, you are one of us. Exactly. So,
am I the only one still skeptic of Alex?
No. I don't know. There was a lot of synergy this episode.
I think this is all still way too soon.
What else could it be? I mean, if he's willing...
They needed somebody to help the firm. And go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, if he was willing to help the firm the way he just helped the firm, like, what else could he possibly have that's going to...
I I don't have all the details. Last week I thought what Bratton did this week would be his longstanding arc.
Okay.
Where he turns around and I thought he would bundle all the clients in a place to either leverage them against the firm to put his name on the wall or take them to Bratton to get his name on that wall. None of that happened. What happened was Bratton came after them all on their own. And I think there's something the way he meshes too well.
Yeah, he's almost too loyal right now.
Well, like, I'm not even saying loyal. Like, he relates too well instantly with Lewis. He relates way too well instantly with Mike. He hasn't had any scenes with Donna, but I'm sure Donna would love him.
Okay.
Like, he's meshing too well.
I get that, and it's questionable, but I feel like there needs to be more than just Donna, Harvey, and Lewis drama. Like, we need a new person. We need someone that's going to break up the dynamic and make this firm better, because it is a sinking ship right now, and Harvey can't just do it all on his own, clearly. So, no, Alex is kind of like, it's like Batman, Robin, who else helps along the way?
More like Justice League.
So... that's my 2 cents.
Poor Lewis. Nice. Lewis wants to be the Robin.
Yeah.
Lewis wants to be Robin so bad.
There's a lot of comic book references. Yeah. I did like how, you know, obviously they were running with a Batman and Robin thing, as they often do, which is very fitting. But I do like how, even behind, like, closed doors, Harvey admitted that Mike was, like, had a Superman moment. Because he did kind of save the day, as did Alex with Lewis. And I thought that was a really cool moment where they both kind of, even though they were told not to and they were kind of on the outs, in a sense, going above and beyond, but really did save the day. And I think that was really cool to see that, you know, despite differences, you know, they do have each other's back and know what's actually best for the firm. And that really told me that it might be authentic.
Yeah. And it actually, what I got from that was Mike is to Harvey what Alex is going to be to Lewis. Like, that's what I took from that scene.
Whoa.
Yeah, good point there.
Thank you.
I like that. You know, we're not seeing any of the positivity.
They are cat people.
This all seems really fast.
It's too good. Yeah, it's too good to be true.
Well, what, we didn't really mention Jessica, though. There was involvement on her part in this whole case.
You know. How do we feel about the Jessica pulling strings?
That kind of made me mad.
Yeah, that was a little much for
I'll
me.
Just say that I predicted Jessica would be involved this season. People said she wouldn't last time we were here after Buzz before this.
Well, that was
contingent.
We picked
up where we left off, and then you were all like, no, because she's on a new show. She ain't coming back. Well, she was back.
To be fair, what I said was her involvement is very contingent on that new show.
Right, I remember. Like, other people disagreed with me.
Yeah, other people disagreed with me too. They just
but it's good. I think so. I think going off that, it's important that Jessica, you know, keeps tabs on the firm, because at the end of the day,
I want to take her at face value this episode, where she is no longer keeping tabs on the firm. She did this one final deed to completely right the ship for Harvey to succeed.
Deed, that's a...
Well, the conversation...
She, I mean,
it was a deed, though.
No, like, it was a deed, and I get where she was coming from. I get her logic, but, I mean, if I'm Harvey, I'm so mad right now at her.
Right.
Because you literally could just crash the whole firm right there. You could have sent everything to a downward spiral.
Can we give Jessica some credit?
She wouldn't have done it if she didn't think that they were going to do what they did and come through. But at the same time, like, why would you even do that? You know what I mean? Why would you even put your firm at risk like that? I don't know.
True. I mean, her name still is on the wall, so I agree with you in that sense. That being said, I don't think it was as bad as, like, it was portrayed up to be, like, initially. Because I was like, dude, how could you stab your entire firm in the back like that? And then remembering exactly what she said... I don't think she revealed too much. She said, you know, kind of pitting Harvey against Lewis. Like, that's pretty basic knowledge that I think Tom Bratton would be able to figure out on his own. And I don't think she gave him, like, any specific trade secrets. Like, hey, this client specifically would rattle the cages. You know, had she done that, then it would have been like, whoa, like, that's not chill at all. But I think she's, like, higher morals than that. And just kind of... leading him in a general direction, like, hey, pit them against each other, is a pretty, like, low...
I think the TV trope of the phone call at the end of the episode is what is where our minds are, where we're like, man, that just felt like...
Well, yeah, I know. She definitely felt like everything
we did was just a puppet show by Jessica, when, like, that was not the case.
But it's too risky. It's like blindfolding them and putting them in the forest and, like, trusting they're going to find their way home. Like, they might not find their way home. Like, there might be a bear in the forest. They might get killed. Like, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I get the logic, and it turned out well, and I love Jessica, but I don't know. That was just...
Totally. The justification, I think, was a little shaky. I do agree with you there, where she was just like, yeah, now, like, you're welcome. I was like, wait, what? No. Like, you don't just play... Like, you don't light my house on fire for fire drill.
Exactly.
You don't, like...
Whoa, let's be very clear. That's pretty funny.
To explore this analogy, she did not light your house on fire.
Right.
She called an arsonist who wanted to light your house on fire anyway.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
And merely mentioned that you keep firewood in the basement, knowing that you would figure it out before your house burns down.
And the arsonist called her, and she was like, maybe if you light matches.
We're really going to explore a metaphor, which I'm very good at doing. All
right. Oh, my gosh.
I like this.
It's fun. It's good. I think... Do we see anyone else attacking Pearson Spectre Lid at this point?
Yes! Probably. There's gotta be...
Daniel Hartman's gonna come back.
Could he though?
I mean, who knows?
What's he up to? Can we get him?
Yeah, we haven't seen him in a while. I mean, Darby is always, and he's on the other shore, but he can always come by.
I thought from the preview of the last episode that Lewis was gonna kill himself, and then all of a sudden that was just kind of ignored. So what's the deal with that?
He had a mental breakdown off screen, I think.
Yeah, that's
a
good point. And that's gotta come to an end.
They didn't follow up with that. Yeah.
They didn't at all.
Well, at least Donna called him out on it early on in the episode when he was kind of having a
They started there. They did a good job starting there of like him melting down, and then Delta Industries, I believe,
Work came into play, and then he forgot that he was a psycho. Because I'm a little confused.
I think he's escaping into his work. Like, I think that hasn't changed. And I just
See, what I would like is to see more of that, because I feel like there's something more with Lewis right now, and like it's gonna explode, like it always does. But we need to finish that off.
I think next week's the blow it all up episode. Yeah. The blow it all looks up exciting. Emotional really... therapy episode.
Oh, I didn't see the previews for the next episode.
It looks good.
That's okay.
Yeah. It's wild.
It seems to be a lot of therapist interaction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe cross therapy.
Which they all need. These lawyers.
Off topic, but I noticed Kelly H. in the chat mentioned Mike for the wedding would still feel really self-conscious about a big haul because there wouldn't be anybody on his side.
It would be
Harvey, Donna.
Good point.
Katrina, Lewis.
Gretchen?
I'm running out of it.
Right? Pastor?
Trevor for
Pastor.
Sure is
Pastor's
not
Pastor's probably
going to
marry them.
Oliver?
Sure, good point. Oliver?
Pastor.
Okay, there's...
Oliver.
There are like 25 people.
Yeah.
There will be hundreds on Rachel's side.
Yeah.
There will be like 20...
Thanks, Kelly.
I mean, there's a couple lawyers that he knows. There's the one guy that works, I feel like, for Robert Zane. He's,
Now we're back on the wedding, and now we're on the guest list.
Season one guy.
We talked about the cake, the venue, we're on the guest list, the china.
Guys, what kind of tuxedo will Mike wear?
Literally, if this happens this season, I know we're all going to, like, dress up like we went to the wedding, right?
We should do that.
That's my only request.
I don't think it's going to be this season.
I don't think it's going to be this summer. Because I don't think that's something they could possibly keep a secret.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially with the actress who plays Rachel and the press circus that's around her just daily.
Well, I think it would be the perfect time.
But what I'm saying is, like, they couldn't have filmed a wedding scene and us have not seen the pictures by now. Is my theory.
Oh, yeah.
And if I'm wrong, send me these pictures and we'll know that
Unless
we're in for a wedding
really
this summer.
Really good peeps that keep it intact. They're not even leaking.
Or that they just shoot a fake wedding scene. That's what I would do. I would blow a bunch of money. I would blow a bunch of money to shoot a wedding scene that we're not going to use. Have people feel like they expected something they shouldn't have ever expected.
Yeah, just for teases. And
don't ever let me run a show, guys.
It's a horrible idea.
I'd be the worst person to my fans.
Well, okay. You brought a good point, though.
I feel like we would know.
Maybe
and I think all this save the date stuff. Actually, Wednesday the 12th or the 18th is Valentine's Day of February. In 2018.
Okay.
Suits will likely be running on that Wednesday. My early prediction is that's when the wedding episode will be.
Ooh, whoa.
And they'll make
Very
it, like...
topical.
And they'll, like, announce the date, like, next week. and then, like, build up towards it starting, like, next week.
Oh, okay, I got what you're saying. Because they keep referencing that they're picking a date and it's going to be far away.
And they'll send us invites.
Yeah, we want invites.
We will all receive taping. Plus three.
Ooh. Yeah, take us to Canada.
Toronto. We can be those Mike side Phillips.
Yes, absolutely.
Mike needs a Mike needs
be those background actors. We're there. No problem.
Clearly they want to go to the wedding.
Sing.
Mike, planning the whole thing over here.
Guys, what would Mike's groom's cake look like? It would be an ice cream cake.
A suitcase.
It would be an ice cream cake that's lying about being a Carvel cake. And now I'm done.
Let's be done. Let's be done. I'm like going through. I'm like, have we covered everything?
I'm done. I'm sorry. Moving on. Do we have anything about this Bratton takeover stuff before we move on down the road?
Actually, I was kind of underwhelmed by the deal that Alex went over with. I mean, it was... He seemed to cover his bases with that whole 10-year thing. But I feel like Tom is not going to let it go that easily. It seemed a little too, like, okay.
It seemed a little personal, whatever they did.
Right.
It's going to open up and unravel.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. I feel like he's going to be back this season.
I feel like we're definitely going to get more
Tommy and, maybe, like, a different issue. Like, he was so aggressive with Harvey and Lewis that... I feel like something's bubbling, or like he's got like another thing happening that he signed it so quickly.
Even though Jessica was involved,
right?
Doesn't make sense to me.
But Jessica wasn't really involved. Like I am kind of. Well, I know, but we are walking this back a little. Jessica was like, he called her once, and she said like, "Well, if you wanted to if you wanted to slay a dragon, you have to use a sword."
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty much all she said.
Shoot it in the head.
Yeah.
You have to do all the things you would do to kill a dragon.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Jessica. So, not fire. Got it.
Yeah, but, okay. I'm still not really all there with it, because it's like, I don't know if we, so I guess we did not end comfortably with him, and he will be back, and just because she had this little involvement doesn't mean, I mean, because she did say he was going to go there either way, like he came to her, and she just kind of like lit a match. Am I making any sense? The silence is killing me.
Sorry.
I just don't get what she did then, I guess, because I'm completely lost. What did she do to like, kind of like, stick it to the firm and make them, you know, like, fight harder?
Nothing really other than like, moving forward a plan that Tommy Bratton had probably had for 5 years.
That's how you look at it? Like, just...
That's what I meant by lighting a match.
She stoked she stoked a fire that was already burning.
Right.
Okay.
So she fueled it.
So she didn't start the fire.
It was... Okay.
I love a good Billy Joel.
You're killing it today. You are killing it today.
Where's the music? Cue the music. We didn't stop. Oh, man.
In her defense, I feel like she was there to kind of watch it, like, knowing that, you know, like, some arsonists might be in the neighborhood.
Although, let's be
fair. She was definitely, like, peeking out her window. She, you know, went to lunch with Harvey. I think if things really got out of hand, she would have stepped in.
Then Harvey would have felt like 8 years old.
Right.
If Jessica had to swoop in and fix everything.
Mommy!
Right. But I mean, also knowing...
Sorry, if she has to, though.
Knowing, you know, how good they all are, I mean, I think she felt pretty confident that they could get out of it. Like, again, it just took...
She wouldn't have left if she didn't think otherwise.
Right, exactly. And, you know, once everybody started working together, like, it was no problem. They solved... they put out all the fires very quickly.
Nice.
It was always burning.
Yeah, exactly.
Since the world was turning.
All that. You know, and it was all good. I mean, literally, problem solved.
What is the world to say? We did all the fire. Oh my God.
You know, a lot of those were.
But you
asked
to go already.
So we did not start the fire.
Yeah.
I think we're good at predictions.
That was a joke. I was throwing you off the air. That was the joke. But what was that, Steve?
I think we're good for predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, a couple questions. Do we think we're going to get a near future date like Valentine's Day of 2018?
I don't agree with you on that.
Oh,
I don't. I
agree with it less and less, but I'm standing by it.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I actually think they might put it on hold.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not far off with that.
I think there's either going to be like a huge TV event wedding, or they elope. Huh. They elope and like they elope.
And they don't agree on the plaza.
And it's the Plaza Casino in Las Vegas. Sorry.
No, it is?
No, I
no. Oh, I got it. I got it. Oh my God, Steve. Like, you're just not quit today.
I think they either have a giant TV event wedding or they elope. Or they elope in a way that even those of us who like really follow the show won't know until the episode it happens.
Do you think they would put the wedding on hold and then possibly their relationship on hold, like a break type of thing?
Whoa. I mean, wouldn't it be the first time?
They haven't left us anything for that, but that relationship always kind of has that switch built in.
Right.
Like, I don't trust you anymore. Oh, man. Yeah. We're back to this. We're back to this holding pattern.
Yeah, yeah. That would be annoying.
I just feel like I could definitely see it happening, yeah. But I feel like the whole eloping thing, we've gone down that road. We've already had, like,
yeah, it's true.
An almost wedding for them to do that again, in a manner of speaking, I feel like would not satisfy me. I need that bachelor party.
I'm coming around to your prediction.
I need this
prediction from Jay Ruiz in the chat saying no big wedding. They're just going to go to a justice of the peace. Agree.
That's
with
what
you.
I like. I think it's going to be that.
Yeah.
It's going to be that and a surprise.
So
it'll just be at the end of a random episode. Like, it won't be on a finale.
Because they don't got time for the big wedding. They love their jobs. Like, they love the court.
It'll be like the third episode of the spring season that just happens to be on Valentine's Day.
You are like, you're a big lover, Steve.
Do we think we're going to see Jessica again in the next 6 episodes?
Yes.
How
yes,
for sure. Yes, we're all yes on that.
Yes.
Donna, stay COO?
Yes.
Yes.
I think there's going to be an episode where she saves a day of some sorts.
I can buy that.
Can't wait.
Yeah, and she's been handling her own. I mean, I think she has been sort of viewing it as she should be, as like a challenge, and like, am I really fit for this? Because it's a huge step up from where she was as a assistant to the, you know, chief operating officer of a huge company.
Oliver,
so I definitely think that she's managing it well, and you know, I like to see her sort of struggling with it a little bit, but you know, able to work it out. I mean, she didn't necessarily like fulfill what she wanted to, but at the same time, she is like setting the bar for herself really high. And you know, I think that at the end of the day, like, not everything is achievable. Like, when you go out and you're like, set forth, I want to accomplish the impossible. Like, sometimes it doesn't happen.
I want to create AI based on myself.
Right.
Like, every tech company in the world is not trying to make AI.
Oh, man.
The Donna.
She
should sell that to Mark Zuckerberg. Does he go to court? This is a two-part question. Does he go to court in the next 6 episodes?
Absolutely he goes to court.
Yeah.
Oliver? Absolutely.
Can't wait.
And they're going to make it very dramatic.
Does he bomb abysmally, or did he take speech therapy?
He's going to succeed this time.
That's what I think he's going to succeed.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make him bomb again. They're not going to make him bomb 3 times.
No, yeah. After can't the third do that time, to poor Oliver.
Gonna, the audience can't take him seriously after the third time. We're
and
not going to
win. And he proved himself today.
Yeah.
He really did.
Yeah.
He's also, gonna learn.
Jet Joy Soom Poa in the chat brings up a question I've had for four weeks. Who is doing the secretary work for
Gretchen?
Harvey?
She's doing it for the whole firm. Whoa,
Gretchen is secretary
good
at large.
Call.
And office manager.
Very good question.
Probably office manager.
She's all in one.
There needs to be a new secretary that Donna gets jealous of. I would like to see that.
Whoa,
ooh,
yeah,
she better be freaking hot like that.
And redhead.
Too. Oh, yeah. Two redheads.
I don't think two Donnas could exist in the same city.
Can we just talk about the therapist real quick?
Yes! Come on!
Oh, okay, good.
That was my next question.
Perfect.
Similar to last week, when is the therapist going to, when is this therapist relationship going to blow up?
Oh, I just wanted to end. They're so boring. I'm like so upset about it.
No, it's not boring.
But I predicted it.
You did.
Way back when.
You were there.
Nice, yeah.
I got a cake. I got a cake because it didn't happen. It didn't happen as early as another host thought.
I love that she was like, I just want you to show up at my doorstep and take me in your arms. I'm like, lady, we all do. I'm like, get over it, man. This is going to not last very long because Donna's the one.
Yes, Darby.
Hard pass on that one.
All right. I think of the next 6 weeks, it'll happen 4 weeks from now.
A blow up, you mean?
What? Oh, yeah. I think we all know this relationship is going to end. I think we all just try to have to hone in on what
am
week.
I the only one that thinks it's boring?
I think it's very
I'm not a fan of it.
It's so boring.
It's interesting, but it's just like a got disaster.
Like, I think it's awful. I think anything that would keep me invested, I stop myself. I'm like, no, that's his therapist. This is wrong. It's going to end terribly.
Yeah.
So like, but they, it's on the page and in the performances. Like, I should really, really care and want this to work. Mm-hmm. I just think I'm
kind of reminds me of Step Brothers.
Like, I'm kind of a
doesn't it?
Kind of a cynical.
It does.
I'm kind of a cynical romantic in that sense. That unless it's either great from go or it's never gonna work.
Yeah. Right.
So like this is so insurmountable to them. And I'm like, it's gonna blow up. It's gonna end in flames.
Cool. Playing hard to get, and that is a good strategy.
You are a keeper.
You're an enabler.
Josh, what predictions at large do you have?
Just in general, I think Alice's Secret, whatever it's going to be, is going to come around probably towards the end of the season. Uh-huh. And it's going to show face. I'm going to say that Donna is going to struggle with her position, but she's going to come through in some sort of way and save the day in an episode. And I think Rachel and Mike, I do think they might put their... not relationship on hold, but I think they're going to forget about the wedding a little bit. I don't think they're going to go forward with the plans. I think they're going to try to keep planning things, and things are just going to keep coming up where, like today, like this episode, Rachel had to go do something for Donna. Then Mike's going to have to do something for Harvey. And then Rachel might get mad that Mike's not going to a meeting. And then I just think that they're going to put it on hold and just decide, well, whenever we're ready, we'll get married. But right now, can't do it.
Engaged indefinitely?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about how long on hold. I think that... in a sense is going to happen, but the bigger prediction is I think Rachel's going to go to work for her dad.
Oh, that feels right.
And like they're going to have like more of a family firm thing happening, which might create the rift, but also might like expedite the marriage to actually happen to make sure that like nothing
by separating.
When you,
like
when you work together and you work too close,
variety. Because it's like right now, I think that there's no urgency because they see each other every day. Like there's literally no time of the day where they can't just like walk 30 feet and see each other. Mm-hmm. So you know, I don't think there is that big of a need to stay that close. And I think, you know, she doesn't see her dad that often. There's a lot more that she could be learning from him. She's kind of just doing Donna's bidding right now, and so that's not like a huge asset as a lawyer for her, because you know she's just doing what, excuse me, a dumb pants out there, a glorified assistant is like kind of asking her. And you know, I think she's a lot more to gain by working at like a different firm, getting a different experience. And you know,
I think she has some deep-seated loyalty to Pearson Spector.
Yeah, true. But I mean, I think that even if she did leave, she can do so on good terms where it wouldn't be a problem if she wants to come back. Like, she's...
But she didn't want to leave, and there was an option for her to leave in a season, and then she was like, that's my home,
I'll come out with my prediction now, that I think Zane takes the merger for the reasons you're talking about.
Ooh. Just for his daughter?
Not just for his daughter. Like, it's a good business opportunity. To merge with that law firm is ultimately a good business opportunity. What he was taking off the table was a fake merger, like a proposed merger that would never actually happen, that would drive the stock. I think he would do an actual merger.
Interesting.
But he did say so himself, why would I merge with a struggling law firm?
Well, they're not going to be struggling for that much longer, all right? This is Pearson's favorite.
Was I thinking?
But gosh.
The proposal wasn't to merge. The proposal was...
to fake merge.
Well, like, go through the motions. Like, if you and I said we were going to merge our companies, that's a year and a half process.
Right.
But if you and I agreed to merge our companies, tomorrow people will start acting like our companies are merging. Right. And that's what Harvey wanted. And that's what Zane didn't want, because after however long it'll take to get Harvey out of that jam, he would then back away and he would look like a coward.
Right.
I'm talking about him actually merging.
Right.
In real life.
No,
in real life.
Yeah.
IRL. To kind of play that scenario through a little bit, if he does, Rachel's name is technically going to be on the door before Mike's. So that could be, the marriage rift right there. I mean, not that it would.
I don't know if Mike's name is a name.
They're stronger than that.
I don't think Mike cares. Mike cares too much more about his pro bono cases.
And there's also a lot of talk on the suit subreddit about whether Mike could have his name on the door at all.
Mm.
And I believe the lawyers on that, or the people on that subreddit have said, no, he can't, and it's against New York State law to be a name partner if you've never graduated from college. It's something to that nature.
Most likely.
Something to that nature. It'll come up again. He's like, I don't know, fifth year, sixth year, so like he's not actually.
He has his law license though, officially.
Yeah, no, he has his law license, I think, but he got there so weird that I think there's archaic rules in place that are like you can't have your name on the wall, and like there's
only check, a bunch of... have Lewis check the bylaws.
I mean, we gotta check the bylaws and the.
Because Donna got there sort of. I mean, I assume she went to college, but if she apparently doesn't need a law degree to be a name partner, then I feel like
I don't know.
We'll check the bylaws.
We will check the bylaws and the New York State laws and the Korsh laws, which should be ultimate laws.
Yeah.
Because he writes the show and it's whatever he wants.
And, you know, Whoop in Canada, that's where they film.
Yeah, the Toronto laws. All the things. Nice, Nicole, what do you got for
us? I just predict that Mike is going to help Oliver become an amazing lawyer in court with this case, and it's going to blow over and be awesome. But there's more to come from Lewis, and I like the thought of Rachel and Mike just getting married, you know, in a court. Like, I think that's actually cute. No, that's not eloping. Eloping would be going to, like, Hawaii. Wouldn't that be eloping?
That's a destination wedding.
No, just the two of them.
Running away to Hawaii.
Or, like, eloping to, like,
I think, like, Atlantic City is more.
That's eloping?
But
like,
yeah, it's like super spur
of
the moment.
If I'm eloping, I'm going somewhere awesome. If I'm going to go somewhere and get married,
that's a destination wedding.
Also, speaking as a kid from Philadelphia, you can't just run to Atlantic City and get married like you can in Las Vegas. They have very strict rules. Yeah. You have to get a license. You have to wait 30 days. It's a whole thing.
I mean, Atlantic City's not that cool a place to get married.
Maybe they just decide that they don't need a big wedding at the Plaza, is all I'm saying. And they realize that they're, you know, that they could just
the Plaza Hotel and Casino on Fremont.
Right. That too. That's really all I got right now. I really, really do hope that the therapist and Harvey come to an end because I'm bored out of my mind with that.
I'm enjoying
it. And I like seeing Jessica and Robert Zane still in the picture and playing a part in Suits. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, yeah. I think Harvey and his therapist is kind of like a 5-week long Taylor Swift song. But we all know how Taylor Swift songs end.
We really think, or do we all agree that there's going to be a merge?
I don't know if I just floated that out. By the way, that was my only prediction, so we can end on that. Like, the idea. I think there's going to be some type of Zane swooping in and getting the Zane name on the wall. And I think the only way that would happen at this point is if his firm merged with that firm. And assuming Tommy Bratton still has some bullets left to fire back, which from what he signed, it sounds like he doesn't. So there might just be another outside force.
Yeah.
Or a certain offensive strategy to that, like, we don't have the staff. There are 10 Tommy Brattons. We really need your help. We actually want to merge.
Okay.
Cool. Well, yeah. I mean, I like that idea because everything is just like a superpower. Like, then I feel like there's a little less conflict. I almost like if Rachel goes to her dad's side, then you can have like marital, like legal fights almost.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like Mike versus Rachel in a court case, which would be insane.
What? Yes.
That would never happen.
Please.
That'd be amazing.
I feel like that's a conflict of interest. If I were a judge, I would make that not happen.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
It's TV. It's TV.
TV. You'd be a secretary and then head of a company. Exactly.
And develop an AI.
Yep, it's TV.
And therapists can date their clients or former clients.
Oh,
so.
Yes.
No real rules.
I think that about wraps us up here for this brief. Yeah. Starting my immediate left, Nicole, where can the people find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Nicole Brazier. Good to be back. See you guys next week for Suits.
Nice. You guys can find me, JB, at Hey John Blake.
I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_.
And as always, I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. I do a lot of shows here at AfterBuzz TV. I tweet about them regularly. I'm also doing a vlog called The Sober Year, which I am about week 7 or 8 of a 52-week journey where I will not be drinking alcohol, and I will be doing a weekly check-in there. You go to thesoberyear.com to find that playlist. Nice. Josh Rodriguez, JB Zimmerman, Nicole Brazier. I've been Steve Kaufman. Thank you and good night.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.